Mesechtas Mikvois, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah continues with a case of Megaboim, which we've learned previously is water, whether in a puddle or in a pit, that's in rainwater, which has naturally fallen onto the ground and has less than 40 saw. So it's not a full-fledged mikvah, but definitely has some properties of Tahara. Noflu Mayim Tameim, if waters which were tamei fell into this puddle, and then afterwards vishasa tahor, a person who is tahor drank out of the water. So once again, we're afraid he may have come in contact with the tipa, with the droplet that is mixed into the water, and thereby once it's the rest of the water is nekar, is uprooted from the pit l'rotzayin with intent. So then it becomes tamei in return. And therefore, tummy, this Torah now is tummy for ingesting tummy waters. Furthermore, naflu mayim tameim, if waters which are tummy fell into this gava, into this pit or into this puddle, umila bechlitar, and a vessel which was previously in a status of tahor was used to draw water out of the pit, tummy, the keli, the vessel is now tummy, because we're afraid, once again, that the water that was unclean, but was matame, the rest of the water that was removed with it as he drew the water out in the keli. Naflu mayim tameim, if water which was unclean fell in to the pit, and then afterwards v'nafal kikah shel truma, a loaf of truma bread fell into the puddle. So it depends, imediach, says the Tanakhama, if he rinsed it off, means to say he slapped on some water from the pit, so he was oikah that water, l'rotzin, so now tamei, all the water becomes tamei, and it's metame the loaf. The imlo hidiach, however, if he didn't rinse it off, he just lifted it out of water, so his intent is not to draw any more water out of the puddle, but rather he just wants to retrieve the loaf of bread. So then, tor, it remains in its status of tor. Reb Shimon says, bein hidiach, bein shelo hidiach, whether he rinsed it off or not, tamei, it is tamei. And in explaining the shita of Reb Shimon, the shita of the Rash is that over here we're afraid that when he lifted it out of the pit, he may have taken it out with the previously tamei water on it, and therefore it was matama of the kikar. The Bir HaGro on Tosefta explains that Reb Shimon disagrees on all the halachas of the Tanakhama that we've learned until now, that we were of the opinion that as long as the tipa, the original droplet, is in the water, it becomes neutralized, and it's bottle. Reb Shimon holds that's not true, that it's not bottle, and as long as it's in the water, it's still tamei. It does not receive any change of status just because it happens to be in the gavan. Therefore, as soon as the kikar fell in, it doesn't make a difference if it was a diach or not, it becomes tamei immediately. Sechtes Mikvois, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalad. As we mentioned earlier, rainwater which is gathered in a pit or in a puddle on the ground is not Mekabel Tumah. It does not become Tumah even though a source of Tumah was introduced to it. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Nafal L'toichen, if into this collection of rainwater in the ground, which is less than 40, so fell in Meis, a dead body, or kazayis of a dead body, oy shaholach behen hatame, or a person who is tame walked in these waters, so the water is not mekavel tame because it's connected to the ground and it wasn't nekar, it wasn't uprooted from its source, and therefore it's not metame shasa. And then therefore, if a person who is tor drank shasa tor, if a person who's Torah drank from it, Torah is Torah. He remains Torah. And the Mishnah continues. In terms of these megaboyim, when we consider water, rainwater, which is in the ground, on the ground, in a status of not Tomei, Echad megaboyim, whether it's puddles, meboris, or if it's in dugout trenches in the ground, meisichin, if the water is collected in type of irrigation pit, meim orois, or if it's in caves and crevices in the rocks in the caves, or mei tamtzios, Shepasku, after the rain finishes and there's water that seeps up from the ground, all these cases are considered tar because they weren't nekar, they weren't uprooted from the ground, and the natural state is that they are tar. Says the Mishnah, Meithamzi Shepasku, Umikvois She'im Behem Avoyim Sa, or Mikvois which don't contain 40 Sa, Vishas Hagishamim Hakol Tar, in the rain season everything is tar, because we don't suspect that a tummy drank out of it and spit back in, etc. Pasku Hagishamim, if the rain stopped, so cravenly the ones that are closer to the city, Vladerech, or to the roads, Tamei, they have a status of tummy, because we suspect that a tummy either drank from the water or a tummy vessel was used to draw water out of it, etc. Varachaikin, but those that are distant from the city or from the main roads, Tahir, are in a status of Tahir. Achiaholchu, Roy, even the autumn. After the rain season, when people start resume traveling, so then even the bodies, these little collections of water which are distant from the city, we are suspect that perhaps the Tomei has interacted with them in a way that he was Matama them, and therefore they no longer have a status of Torah.